It's called the criminal justice system, but just how fair and balanced or just is it in Washtenaw County? This is Lisa Berry, and the Citizens for Racial Equity in Washtenaw just issued a comprehensive report on racial disparities in the county criminal legal system, and we're joined now by CREW, as it's called, co-chair Linda Rexer. Linda was executive director of the Michigan State Bar Foundation for 30 years. She chaired or served on numerous state-level or national groups working to improve access to justice, and she's joining us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How far back should we go in our explanation? Why was this group formed and this study undertaken in the first place?
Well, the a couple of our members, CREW has about seven people, and Reverend Joe Summers and Marianne Sorosi had been talking about the criminal legal system and looked at the court's website for what was there. And that coincided with this time of heightened awareness about racial issues in Washington and throughout the country. So they invited several others of us to join them to see if we could take a more comprehensive effort to look at the data that is publicly available on the Circuit Court's website. All of us had seen anecdotes, and we know implicit bias is real, but the data is what we wanted to look at to see whether or not there were racial disparities in charging and sentencing in certain felonies.
And it looks like you concluded that there was overwhelming statistical evidence that people of color in this country are discriminated against on every level, and that's what you found in Washtenaw County as well?
Yes, this was in Washtenaw County, our data, and we did find wide racial disparities in the prosecutor's decisions impacting things like who is charged, the average number of charges, the average number of convictions, and also in sentencing. The report has a lot of statistics in it showing that Black people or African-American people of color were approaching 30 times, in some cases, more likely to be charged in a range of felonies than white people and to receive harsher sentences. So we documented that data. Certainly raises questions at the very least, and we did not look at the source of those disparities, but we have made recommendations that, given that data, we should look at, or someone should look at, whether or not this reflects systemic or personal bias and therefore calls for reforms in the system. And we listed a number of reforms that we're suggesting.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but were you surprised, or how would you describe your reaction to what you uncovered?
That's actually a good question, Lisa. We were surprised. We didn't know what the data would show going in. And to our knowledge, this is the first citizen-led effort like this. So there wasn't much data. One thing we learned is that we're not collecting, by we, I mean the system and the offices that manage these parts of the criminal legal system, we're not collecting data that would inform us on how justice is being delivered. And so some of our recommendations are about data, about having a dashboard so people can see what's going on, because all of the groups that lead the effort, prosecutors, judges, the county commission, they're all elected officials, and they need to be accountable, and voters need to be able to find information that helps them understand the fairness that we have in our system.
Not about finger pointing, but if you had to boil it down to who or what department is responsible, could you?
Well, I think that it's fair to say that we found disparities, such wide disparities, that this is an issue that relates to the system. What is it that we're doing that allows these disparities to occur? We did find in sentencing in the courts, for example, individual judges' disparities with sentencing across the Washtenaw County Circuit Court, and a pattern by one judge of more than half of the identified instances, But as I said before, we did not dig into the source of that. And it's important to note some caveats. Any particular case could be decided perfectly appropriately. It is a pattern across all 1,000 cases that we had data for that caused us to kind of look deeper, do a little deeper dive, and ask for the officials in charge of those offices to join us in looking at them. And fortunately, the incoming prosecutor, L.A. Savitt, and the chief judge, Carol Kunke, have issued a joint statement expressing broad support for the recommendations and thanking crew for beginning the conversation. And now it's sort of up to the community and all of us to respond and move from words to action.
You mentioned that problem is with the, quote, system, yet the lives of people of color have been, it sounds like, very negatively impacted by some of these decisions that have been made from the prosecutor level to the court level to sentencing. How do you reconcile that, or what can we do literally to improve that moving forward?
Well, we thought that there were a number of particular recommendations that the system should undertake, but I want to stop and recognize the importance of your question that these are not numbers. These are our neighbors. These are people whose lives are affected. And when you think about a person of color who's received a law, for instance, maybe did not get probation or received a longer sentence or was charged with more charges and ended up incarcerated or affected for a longer period of time, then that can affect the family. If that person's a breadwinner, if that person is needed in the family unit, it's happening to real people.
Right.
And of course, you know, that is really the impetus behind all of the heightened awareness about a racial reckoning now throughout the country, that we see what's happening to real people. But we operate through institutions, and so in the criminal legal system, we have made suggestions for what can be done in those systems to so that we're not blind to the impact if it's unfair on people who, on our community members who encounter the system.
Are those suggested improvements about the system, or are they about patterns, or are they about people? I mean, how do you change people in this situation moving forward? Isn't that really the bottom line problem here? People and their perceptions, perhaps?
It is. That's another good question, Lisa, because in order for the justice system to be effective, it needs to be fair in reality, and it needs to be perceived as fair. And so that is one reason that we took an approach with data. I think everyone listening has probably heard stories of real people who are affected. Those are compelling. They're important. But we need to know the scope of it. We need to know which things we need to work on, and that's why we looked at data. And so a couple of the recommendations, for example, is that the county commission ought to have some rigorous oversight and establish a citizens' race equity commission so that citizens can kind of look at things and have input into how we inform ourselves, what information we have. Engage a neutral third-party evaluator to study what is the source of these disparities and get some evidence-based improvements, and have a dashboard where citizens can see information about whether there's a disparate impact among, for people of color. Those kinds of suggestions we thought would be warranted given the data. We also published, I think, about 30 questions that our experience with the data caused us to ask ourselves from our own data, and that would be answered by collecting additional data. And so we're hoping that all of this will move toward some of action on some of those on all of the recommendations, but also continue the conversation and looking into the questions that we published as well.
Do you think the questions we should all be asking ourselves?
They are indeed. They're listed in the report, in Crew's report, called Race to Justice. The overall question one should have in mind as you read the detailed list that we have is, what is my role as a citizen in assuring that we have fairness in our institutions, in our justice, criminal legal system? And we're hoping that people will look at these questions, ask themselves questions, and, you know, offer suggestions, call your county commissioner, express your concern, learn about these things. For the most part, the questions, Lisa, are kind of specific about, for example, we did not examine fines that were levied in these cases. Would examining that indicate disparities there? So in some sense, it's a list of quite technical questions, but they all come back to the question you just asked.
Linda Rexer, co-chair of Citizens for Racial Equity in Washtenaw, talking to us about a just-released report on racial disparities in the Washtenaw County criminal legal system. Thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.